Recorded Books presents Breakout, Camp Rolling Hills, Book 3, by Stacy Davidowitz. Narrated by Stacy Davidowitz. For all the aspiring Color War officers and the Color War officers who've inspired them. Color War official booklet. Blue versus white. Week-long full-out competition in all things camp. Color War rules. 1. Campers must be supervised or with a buddy at all times. 2. Good sportsmanship. 3. No color war in the cabin. 4. Must have permission from directors to use camp property. 5. Team rosters must be turned in for all athletics. No changes. 6. All protests must be signed by an officer. 7. Medical excuses must be decided by the camp doctor. 8. Have fun. Breakout. A surprise event at a surprise time that starts the war. A prayer to the Color War gods. Reveille sounded at 7:45 a.m. Jenny popped open her eyes, climbed down from her top bunk, tickled her BFF Jamie awake, and began to dance around Faith Hill cabin with an imaginary trumpet. Then, without anyone asking her to, she began her daily chores. According to the job chart, today she was sweeper. Anyone who knew Jenny was aware that this behavior was very un-Jenny-like. Normally, she'd shove earplugs in, strap an eye mask on, and ignore anyone who tried to wake her up. Earlier this summer, she was so over the obnoxious bugle sound that she threw her water bottle at the speaker. Ever since, it sounded muffled, like camp directors TJ and the captain were drowning. But Jenny was on her very best behavior today for a very important reason. So she'd get chosen as Color War Lieutenant, a.k.a. a team leader in the annual camp-wide competition, a.k.a. the most honorable honor ever. Color War broke out every year in a surprise way at a surprise time. And since camp was ending in 9 days, that surprise was fast approaching. Any day, any minute, any second now, the whole camp would be split into two teams, blue versus white, and go head-to-head in sports, the novelty relays, bucket brigade, hatchet hunt, Apache relay, rope burn, boating regatta, color bowl, and of course, sing. Jenny smiled to herself, remembering how Color War vocab was gibberish to people at home, like her hot boyfriend Christopher. But the thing was, once she got started telling him about a Color War memory, she couldn't stop. Not even when he tried to kiss her. That's how much passion she had about it all.
"Jenny, you're so hyper this morning!"
Missy yawned, stretching herself awake in downward-facing dog pose. "Duh," Jenny said, looking around at her cabin mates. She was surprised that they were normal morning sluggish. Sophie picked away at her eye crust. Melman slowly tied her short hair back with a green bandana. Slimy shuffled to the bathroom. Jamie had already started falling back asleep. "How are you all not hyper?" Jenny asked them. And then, before they could answer, three taps over the loudspeaker bumped the Faith Hillers up a few rungs on the awake ladder. They clutched their ears. TJ.
"Good morning, Rolling Hills. It's a funny sunny day out. Fantastic weather for..."
Captain.
"Your normal scheduled activities."
TJ.
"Yes, today is not special at all."
The Faith Hillers laughed all-knowingly. Captain.
"We do, however, need..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?